Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we always seek to serve you more. We ask that we may be docile to your grace, and we ask that we may hear your call, that everything we do may glorify your name as we seek to live the gospel that you call us to and seek to open our hearts to where you are leading us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, first of all, the first day of our novena. And by the way, over at St. Anthony Parish, we have a 5:30 Mass followed by the novena at 6 o'clock. So you're welcome to come and or do it at your own parish or do it at your own home. And basically what we're encouraging you to do is the rosary, some form of prayer, and fasting of whatever form. Fasting doesn't necessarily mean food. St. Augustine said the prime fasting is fasting from sin. So obviously that's there. But, you know, some other mortification. Now, I heard one of the greatest lines about mortification from St. John Bosco. I guess you could say I heard of it. I didn't hear it from him because I didn't. St. John Bosco lived a little over 150 years ago. But it was powerful that he said a good form of mortification, which is those kind of things that we'll be giving up something or we choose to do something that is difficult for us. His good form of mortification is just to accept the daily trials and tribulations that we suffer. And I said, well, that's well enough. So that's a form of mortification as well, especially if you have a habit of groaning. Yes, it's another way of saying either whining or complaining, which, by the way, I have a bad habit of doing that, and I've always tried to break that habit. And and that's one of the worst sins in the Old Testament, you know, when the Jews were always complaining, why are we doing this? What are we going through? And that whole thing. And how many of us can find ourselves doing that? Oh, no, we've got that, you know, the homily was too long and this was it. And or, you know, oh, I have to work. And we can have a habit of doing that. I suppose a lot of us may have done it during the COVID time. I was guilty of that. But, you know, that whining and complaining, and St. John Bosco says to accept your trials and tribulations as they come to you is a form of mortification, which is also, you know, that practice we do that difficult things we may do, especially during Lent. Well, that's a form of mortification. So that's an idea I'm going to give to you. But anyway, our novena starts today, and you're welcome to do it at home, or you're welcome to come to St. Anthony Parish at 5:30 tonight. Whatever the case may be, you're welcome to do it, and we will experience it. In the meantime, we're looking at our readings for today, and this is the special day of Saint Andrew the Apostle. So today is a feast. That means that you should be saying the Gloria, even though we don't say the Gloria during Advent, but this is a feast. So it is a feast. He was a martyr, and he was one of the apostles. He was one of the sons of sons of Zebedee. So his name would have been Andrew Bar-Zebedee. And he is obviously one of the apostles. We don't have much information on him. For example, there's no letter from St. Andrew the Apostle. But we see in our readings today that call to live as people who are seeking to live the gospel. And one of the fascinating things that's there is it's the call of Peter, Simon Peter, and his brother Andrew, the sons of Zebedee. And one of the messages you constantly see in the Gospels is when you encounter Christ, your life changes. And we clearly see that. The first time we see that is in the book of Matthew, and that is the story of the Magi. When they encounter Christ, they have to go home by a separate route. Why? Anytime you encounter Christ, your life will change. So we clearly see that with Simon Peter and Andrew, because here they were fishermen, and suddenly they encounter Christ and their life changes. Everything they had planned for their future, they were going to live as their father did and his father did, to live in this village as fishermen and be part of this village, and suddenly they encounter Christ and their life changes. And I'm sure many of the people who are listening now have had a similar experience where they lived one kind of life, but then they encountered Christ and their whole life went a whole different direction. Nothing that they expected. I always love to hear the funny story that my recruiter told me before I went in the Navy, is there was a guy who was a cryptologist technician. And those are the guys, what they used to do, this was back in the 70s, they used to go sit in the mountains of Iran, which was an ally at the time, and listen to broadcasts from Russia. They were the kind of, for anyone going, they used to do that for, well, the Russians do the same thing. You know, they did the same thing. So don't worry about it. But anyway, that's what they would do. They would listen to broadcasts and translate them and everything else. Well, anyway, he said, after he left the Navy, he went to the CIA, and he decided to come back to the Navy because he says the CIA had us in crazier places than the Navy did. Well, some of the things that I've been through since I turned to the Lord and returned to church, I'm like, hey, my life would have been so different if I never re-encountered the Lord when I was in the Navy. I'm happy I did, but it certainly would be a lot different. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We are glad that you are here. If you're tuning in the program for the first time, welcome. And if you're a regular listener, we're glad you're here as well. Please let people know what you heard, and please pass the word where to find it on WEZE 590 AM at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show. If you want to send us feedback, please feel free to do that. You know, when you do that, it allows us to say to others, see, this is how people are affected by our program, and that's good. Even if it's, you know, whatever form of feedback you want to send, please feel free. You can check out the blog, as I said, the Substack newsletter. If you'd like to financially support the program, feel free to go there. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com/donate. You can also listen to the podcast. Hey, by the way, what I have on the podcast now is I have the list of the top 10 podcasts that have been downloaded over the past month, but it'll come up. It'll be updated every week. So even though it's the past month, it'll change. It'll be updated every week. So please consider that. And it also helps me when I look at that list to see what's working and what isn't. So anyway, check that out, CatholicAudioMedia.com. In any case, we are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're talking here about, number one, beginning our novena, which begins today, and also this powerful reality that happens when anyone encounters Christ. When you encounter Christ, your life changes. You're never the same person, and that is reflected consistently. Now, the other thing that's reflected consistently is those who embrace Christ, they find a new path to follow, but those who reject Christ also are on a new path. Either way, there is a great change when someone truly encounters Christ. And we see that also from Romans in this powerful message, where in Romans we see that Paul is saying, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, what that really means is not just saying that, but really you say it, you confess it, and you say it because you have absorbed it, you have believed it. And once you believe it, you know your life is not the same. So if I turn around and I stop believing in God. There was a time in my life where I didn't believe in God. And all of a sudden I come to realize that this is real. There really is Jesus. And Jesus really did live. And Jesus really did die. And he really did resurrect from the dead. And he really is the Son of God. And there really is a Trinity and all that. And it's going to totally affect the way I live my life. Because now I understand the world and myself differently than if I didn't believe any of that, because it's just going to change everything. So, for example, if I say I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ, and my whole life is affected by that, then all my priorities, my meaning for life and everything is different than if I don't believe in God at all. And I say, oh, there is no God, because that's going to change my whole orientation of my life, because it's all about how I understand what it means to be who I am. If I say there is no heaven, there is no hell, once we die, we're just buried and that's it. Well, that's going to affect one way I live my life. And if I turn around and say, you know, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, I do believe he resurrected from the dead, I do believe in my prayer to him every single day, I believe in all that, I do believe that's going to affect the way I live my life as well. And it's going to change even the littler things to the bigger things. Tiny things I might do, for example, I don't publicly say grace, but I do say grace before I eat. I do it quietly and silently, unless I'm with a friend of mine who likes to say grace when we go to a restaurant. So I'll do that, but I still say grace. I still recognize that I am thankful to the Lord for my food. If I didn't believe in God, that minor thing that it may appear, I wouldn't do. Why would I do that? Who am I being thankful to? You see, you understand that I'd recognize being thankful to the Lord. But then it goes to the bigger picture. I look at others. We all who believe look at others in a different way. I think one of my favorite stories is from St. Augustine. There was a guy he despised. He considered so much of a sinner. He despised so much that he personally wanted to cast him into hell. And if you know St. Augustine's history, that's kind of ironic. But he purposely wanted to cast him into hell, and he felt God saying to him, Jesus saying to him, hey, I died for that person and you will treat him that way. Very powerful thing, whole different way of looking at things. In any case, we begin our novena today. And in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day as we continue through this first week of Advent. We will see you tomorrow in WEZE and CatholicAudiMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.